don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they
call me home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is March 14th, 2012. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. We have our guest, our young man, Mr. Jesse the Razor Reese. Jesse was born and raised in South Phoenix, Arizona. He grew up living a street life involved with gangs and drugs and had a lot of family struggles. But Jesse says his grandfather was the rock, and he's the one that's constantly been there for him and used to bring Jesse to the gym to box and train. And he's helped Jesse get to where he's at today. Today, Jesse is a professional boxer, and he's going to have his second professional fight April 21st at the Celebrity Theater in Phoenix, Arizona. And Rob and I are very proud to announce that the Streets Don't Love You Back are going to be Jesse's sponsors. Let me welcome Boyd to the show, and we'll get the party started.
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show every week. And the radio show was launched in May of 2009, and we've been going strong for 3 years straight, going real hard, helping out kids and helping out individuals across the country. And, you know, I'm ex-gangbanger, ex-drug dealer, and decided to put my energy into helping young cats get off the street and do something positive, because I was blessed to do something positive myself. So we was blessed to meet the champ, you know what I mean? And that's my man Jesse. That's fun to get on the air. And believe me, April 21st, he definitely going to show the world he definitely is the champ. We ain't caring about what nobody's saying, period. You dig what I'm saying? Champ going to get in the ring. He's going to handle his business, and that's just going to be the beginning of the champ's career, because he's going to have many, many fights after that, and that's a guarantee. You feel me? Without further ado, we're going to pass the mic to my man, Champ DeReese, in the house, baby. Go ahead and formally introduce yourself, Champ.
Yeah, what's up, man?
It's all good. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the world, baby.
Yeah, this is Jesse Reese. I'm a professional boxer, just getting ready for my fight. Yeah. I mean, I hope everything goes well. This is definitely my dream right here, you know?
My man. So let the viewers know, Champ, you know, how did all this start with you? You know what I mean?
Like how everything started with me?
Right, yeah. Tell them about your life history. You know what I mean? How did everything start with you from getting into the boxing game at a young age and getting into the gang life? You know, how did all that come about?
Yeah, like, well, before I started boxing, I grew up in the neighborhood. I lived in the neighborhood all my life. And I was just basically young and dumb, and that's what I wanted to do. But I was always walking around, like, looking crabby and stuff, you know, like with holes in my shoes and stuff. And finally one day my doctor, he would take me to the gym on and off, you know, on and off. And finally one day he just told me if he gives me a pair of shoes, would I stay in the gym? And I told him, yeah. And ever since then, I really been going strong, you know, but still I was gangbanging and all that, you know. But it happens, though, because And maybe.
Yeah, you there, Champ? You kind of bleeped out for a minute. celebrate, ladies and gentlemen, the champ got disconnected for a minute, and the champ will be right back with us. Just hold tight, you know?
I'm going to go ahead and see who hear with us on the line while we're waiting for Jesse to get back. And we're talking to caller with the last two digits of your phone, 09.
What? You back, champ?
You back?
Yeah, my bad, man. I lost signal.
That's okay. That's all right. We're glad to have you back. We do went ahead and answered a call here. If somebody's on the line with the last four digits, 0809, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm Jesse. Hello?
What up, Jess?
What's up, bro?
How's it going, man?
Good. You?
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you're welcome, bro. You know you're like a brother to me.
Yeah. You know my sponsors?
Yeah, I met them a couple times.
Oh, all right. You know you, sir. Go ahead and say what's up, Robert Lucinda.
Hey, what's up, my brother? How you feel?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're telling you what's up, man.
Oh, what's up, man?
Yeah, we glad you could call into the show tonight, my brother, you know what I mean, and support the champ tonight, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
My man. So we're going to put you on hold, and we want you to hold on and listen to the show, and we're going to get right back with you. And we got to get right back to you, champ, and finish telling the people you know, how did you start wanting to straighten your life up and start wanting to do right?
All right, we back?
Yeah, we're back.
All right, yeah, I was like I was saying before, I got cut off. Yeah, but, like I was still messing up, you know, but finally when I finally was like, it's time to cut it out and listen is when I went to. So I got locked. Right now I'm going to court for aggravated assault, gang assist, and threatened to intimidate gang for something that wasn't me, but the fact that my gang is involved in it, so that I'm getting blamed for it. And finally when I just got out on bond, I was like, it's time to really change my life around, because it's not worth it, because boxing's been my dream since I was a kid, and like I just want to be able to look back and see the people that did me wrong and everything, you know? Just be like, look at me now, you know?
That's right.
Oh, that's definitely going to happen, champ. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, you done teamed up with one of the most powerful movements in the country, Boyd and Lucinda's movement, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and then we worldwide, my man. And everybody know about the champ. And everybody's promoting the champ, not just here in Arizona. You know, we promoting champ global, you know what I'm saying? And it's about taking care of that business. Like I told you, you take care of that business in the ring, and we definitely got that business taken care of outside the ring. You feel me? Because in the business, everybody got a part to play. You know what I'm saying? And everybody know their part they got to play to get to the finish line, and that's the touchdown line, you know? And that day, you're going to show the world, champ, what you're made of, you know what I'm saying? And you will be able to look back and say, you know, I once was a guy who got in trouble, just like me, you know? I once gangbang, I once got in trouble, I did it all, but God had grace on me. And now I look back, and a lot of my homeboys are dead, doing life in the penitentiary. Some of them just coming home after 20 years, you know. So I'm blessed to have got myself together, because I could have been one of them dead or just coming home or doing life, you know. And that's not a good look.
Yeah, I already know.
Right.
You know, because, I wish I could go back on it, because I wouldn't have dated some of the things I did. But like I said, it kind of made me the man I am today, you know. Like,
without a doubt.
I'm training more harder than I ever did before. Like, I really dedicated myself. I stopped smoking weed. I stopped drinking, and like I'm going forward with it. You know,
And see, that's what's happening, champ. You know what I mean? Because, you know, when I met you that day, brother, you know what I mean? I told my missus that I seen a light in you, homeboy. You know what I mean? You're a young guy who, you know what I mean, just like the average inner-city kid from the ghetto. You know what I mean? They have hopes and dreams, but a lot of dreams and hopes can get tarnished by the individuals you're around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I seen that in you, player, and I seen that you just needed the right people behind you, man. And somebody gave me a chance. You feel me? And
yeah.
I know what it is for somebody to give me a chance and, you know, be there and believe in me, man. I wouldn't be where I'm at today, champ, if people didn't believe in me, man, and gave me a second chance, bro. So I seen that in you, man, and that's why I said, you know, I thank Lawrence Wolf all the time, man, because he the one made this happen for you, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying too, man. I knew him since I was a kid, you know?
Yeah, he told me, man. And you know, and like I say, the killing is part, bro. I usually don't even be in town for the Golden Gloves. And my wife been coming for the last 3 years, but this was the first year I ever came because I usually don't even be in town. So, you know, God put everybody where they need to be when they need to be, man. So I'm really happy, man, that I came this year, you know?
Yeah, man, same here. I'm glad you, you know what I mean? I'm glad I'm with you guys now.
Oh, without a doubt. So what advice would you give these young kids out here, Jesse?
Yeah, man, like I said, gangbanging the streets is no place to be because it messed up me, I know that, and I regret it 100%. And, you know what I mean, just do right in life. So, in the end, you'll see everything's going to pay off.
Jesse, I want you to talk a little bit to the youth, but I want to first talk to you a little bit about the way that you grew up. A lot of the gangbangers and people involved in drugs were family members, and that goes across the board for a lot of people. You know, people are in it because of people that they look up to, people that they're around, family members. Can you tell us a little bit about the struggle to overcome all that and how easy it is to get involved in all of that, you know, when your brothers and your uncles and, you know, different people that are the main people in your life are doing it. Now, tell us a little bit about those kind of struggles and maybe, you know, so that the other kids can understand how that they can, you know, deal with that.
Yeah, like I said, it was very hard for me because my whole family is... You know, they're in games, whatever, you know. But that's why, like I said, it took me, like, a long time to see what was right. Not only the part I was jailed, because for a while I was messing up with my family, you know what I mean? Smoking, drinking, and, you know what I mean? Like, I think that wasn't me. I was smoking, you know, and I don't even smoke cigarettes. But I was doing it anyway because it just seemed like everything could be had the conference. And, you know, so like I said, it all changed like one day at the Golden Gloves. You know, my friends kept begging me to go to the gym. They kept begging me to go with them to go pick up some stuff. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go. They kept calling me a girl. So my doctor had showed up and told me, like, you promised me to go to the gym. And, you know, I was just like, I didn't know what to say. And my cousins really knew what I was going to say. So they started calling me a girl and all this. And, you know, I took it in. And I went to the gym. I went to the gym and I trained. And I came back home and it was just all outside, you know, feeling and stuff. And finally one of my friends from my other friends, he pulled up and he was like, you didn't hear Messi got knocked. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, they killed Messi. And then I was like, hey, what? And I was like, my cousins were with him, you know? And, he got shot twice in his back the day I was going to go with him. So, foolish for Santa Monica. He said I would have been mean to stop. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not just anything real clear, you know, like anything can happen to you. That's why it's better to stay off the street. And, you know what I mean? Like, school or a gym or whatever. Any sport will keep away from the street. The street life ain't no good, especially not.
Right. So that was it could have been a close call for you. And how did that make you feel, knowing that you should have been in that car, but you actually made the right decision this time not to?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like it was like, I was truly blessed that day, because at that time I wasn't caring. I was doing what I wanted to do. I don't know. It was just like, man, that could have been me, because I'm usually always in the back seat, and that's where the bullet hit first, in the back seat. And so
right.
I was like, that could have been me. I would have been shot in my head because the bullets were flying down.
Right.
And it was my cousins and my friend Matthew. Now my friend Matthew, he's locked up. He's doing some years. And my cousins are basically in the same case as me. So we're going to fight this at a trial, you know, and beat it too.
Right. And we have some callers and we have some people in our chat room. We're going to, we welcome everybody to the show. We thank everybody for tuning in and listening. We're going to get to the callers here in just a minute. I want you to talk a little bit more about life growing up. You grew up in a home where mom and dad got either separated or divorced. And you were kind of back and forth. Tell us a little bit of the struggles and how that makes it even harder to not get involved in gangs, because you want to feel like you're involved in something and that you're loved, and you turn to the family in the street. Tell us a little bit about what that was like growing up, and then go into, you know, a little bit more about how Grandpa was your rock. He's the one that constantly, constantly pulled you into the gym.
Yeah, right. Those two things were the main things that made me see. But at the time, like I said, I was, when my family, my mom and my dad, they had a lot of problems, you know. Like, my dad, he was in and out of prison. My mom, especially when my mom went to prison for 2 years, that's when I was messing up the whole time. Like, I didn't really care what happened to me in life. I was just going crazy, you know. Like, I just didn't think at the time, and my daughter, she's the one who always kept me in line. Like, if it wasn't for my daughter, I'd be dead in prison right now, for sure. That's for sure.
Right. Well, we give big ups to Papa, and hopefully he's doing well. We know he was in the hospital last week.
Yeah, he's doing good. He's doing real good. He's much better now. You know, we're back at training camp, going hard. I'm running 6 miles a day. Flying every day, and you know what I mean? I'm going to be a beast on April 21st.
That's right. And April 4th, you're going to be with us at Maricopa High School telling your story to the kids, because we're going to bring you with us wherever we go to talk to kids, because you have a powerful story, Jesse. You know, you came from the streets, you ran in the gangs, you dealt in the you know, drugs, and you really came from South Phoenix, the hood, you know, and people need to hear your story, because you have overcome a lot, and you are still overcoming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's not easy, but you're headed in the right direction, and we're really proud of you for the good decisions that you're making.
Yeah, that's a lot of people are proud of me too, you know, because like I said, I changed my life around a lot. Like, there was a time I didn't care, and now I take time to think of what I'm going to do, and I make the right choices now. And I especially thank my friends, because some of my friends, the friends I got now are absolutely, they're keeping me in line, you know. Instead of, like Rob said, hang with people that are willing to bring you higher, because life is already filled with people who want to bring you down, you know.
Exactly.
And I'm meeting people that want me to be someplace. They want me to train hard. They want me, you know, because everybody knows I could be something. I'm a beast out there in the ring, you know.
Right.
And The reason I didn't start losing my fights until I was messing up. That's the only time I lost fights when I was messing up. And you know what I mean? That's why I'm definitely making. I'm gonna make. I'm fighting Emilio Garcia 4-0. You know, and I know I'm gonna be the toughest guy he fought because I ain't gonna take lightly.
Amen.
Right. It's gonna be
Amen,
a good fight,
champ.
That's for sure. Win or lose, you're still the champ. And you know, win or lose, you're making the right decisions and you're moving forward. And you know, and then there's the next fight. But you know, we're really proud of you, and we know that you're gonna be an example to a lot of younger boys, and you know, especially you know, to stay strong and stay, you know, go back to the hood and talk to the kids and let them know that gangs and drugs and violence are not the right way of life, and it's not the successful way of life, and that they need their education. You know, that's what's going to get them anywhere in life is their education. You know, the knowledge that you have, the knowledge that you gain in life is the one thing that nobody can ever take from you. So knowledge and education is very, very important no matter what you do.
Yeah.
And that's really champ. And like I say, you know, I can't wait to take you back east, man, so you can meet the Mighty Hawk, baby, you know what I mean, and Pryor, you know? And,
yeah,
because the Hawk wasn't no joke, baby, you know what I mean? The Hawk ain't never been beat in the ring. Only thing beat the Hawk was drugs, you know what I mean? And God, by God's grace, you know, Hawk made it into the Boxing Hall of Fame, and he got his own gym down there in Cincinnati, so you will get a chance to meet the champ himself down there. And he going to school you on some good knowledge as well. You know, the champ 56 years old now. But he was a great guy, and he did his thing in that ring. And when he got in that ring, he was a pit bull, baby, that had Nate in 3 days. You feel me?
Yeah.
The champ was for real about his business, you know. And, you know, bad as I hate to say, you know, Hitman Hearns was my boy. You know, I grew up with Hearns. We used to fight at Crunch together as kids, you know, and he went on to get 5 belts. But even Hearns didn't want no part of the Hawk. You feel me?
Yeah,
him or Sugar Ray, you know. So the only thing you got to do is handle your business, champ. And when you get in that ring, baby, you got to be like a pit bull ain't ate in 5 days, baby. Five.
Yeah.
Feel me?
The best I do is in the gym, and that night I'm unpretending when I'm in the gym, because I'm unstoppable. My man, so that's how I'm gonna take it. I'm not going in there with that mentality I do in my first fight to knock a guy out, because that's not the way you go in there. You go in there trying to box. That's the name of the sport, box. My man, I'm a box.
And on that note right there, champ, we're going to get the viewers a little bit of the champ song. You feel me? Right now, we're going to give them a little bit of the champ song. So we want all our viewers to hold on for a minute.
There we go.
Here we go, champ.
All right.
Yeah, to all our viewers, you feel me? That's our man, the champ, coming, baby. Team Reese, baby, on his way. You dig? Don't get it twisted. Don't get it misunderstood, baby. The razor is on his way, baby.
That made me want to go back to the ring right now.
Exactly, champ. That's what I'm saying, baby. Every time you hear it in your head, champ, you wake up. If you ain't doing nothing but shadow boxing in the bedroom, baby, you feel me? You're keeping your groove on. Because when me and the mister sit there in them seats, I want you right at him, champ. You feel me? Don't hold him up. Don't give him no breath. Don't let him even breathe on him. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's the bottom line, you know?
That's all I'm thinking is pressure, bro. I'm going to pressure. Pressure, pressure. That's why I'm
going to
pressure. Hey, I'm coming to fight, bro. Brawl. I'm coming to brawl.
All the way. Hey, we got a caller for you on here, champ. And we're going to go to the call line right now.
All right, cool.
We got 8525. Welcome to the Streets and Love You Back radio show.
Last four digits.
Last 4 digits, 8525. You're in the house. Oh, they might be just listening, champ.
Are they listening?
Yeah. They might have been just listening. They call dropped. But we're going to send some shout-outs in the chat room. We got some people in the chat room.
We got just a bunch of guests listening. That's awesome. There's a lot of people in there just listening.
They just listening to you, champ, you know. But, you know, what they going to be expecting at the champ on April 21st, champ? Talk to the people.
Well, like I said, man, I'm coming to do my thing. You know what I mean, bro? I'm coming to fight. I just want to be bad, you know, like, cause I had a contract with Top Rank, and it didn't go through because my promoter in and out of jail, but I want to show them the mistake of them not coming down here and getting me, you know what I mean?
Hey,
I'm going to do my thing, you know what I mean? Because it's on that night. It's on. The media, you see them knocking me out, bro, you got to twist it.
Right. So I hope my man don't think he's just going to come to the fight and think it's going to be some peaches and cream jumping off this. First of all, ain't no peaches in the ring, and it definitely ain't no cream in the ring. So he about to get ready because the champ coming to do what, champ?
Win.
Say it a little louder, champ, what the champ coming to do.
Yeah.
All right, baby.
Yeah.
All the fans hear that, baby. You feel me? The fans hear that. The fans is behind Team Riso, baby. And we finna make this happen, you know what I mean, without a doubt. And the fan base is going to be brought around the world, champ, because you're going to show the world that April 21st, you are the champ, and then you're going to become the champion of the world. You feel me? So don't get it twisted. Don't get it misunderstood, people. The champ is coming to straight up win. He ain't coming to play no games. He ain't coming to do nothing but win, win, win. You heard me?
Like Al Davis said it. Yeah.
Amen, champ, you know. So, hey, champ, I want you to, you know, say when after this fight, champ, you know, what would you like to do, champ, after this fight? After you win this fight right here, what's the next thing the champ would like to accomplish?
Well, I want to start going back to the East, you know, because when I go to the East, there's a lot of different technical boxing over there, you know. It's a lot different over there. And especially, I would like to learn a few things from the legend, Aaron Pryor, you know, the Hawk. So that's one thing I would like to do is head back to the East for a while, you know, and see what's
right
down there.
Well, you already know, champ, you know. I mean, after that, we're going to shoot you to the down the way, and you're going to go to Aaron Pryor's gym. You're going to meet the Hawk himself, you know, and the Hawk going to show you some things because one day you'll be in the Boxing Hall of Fame by that champ right there, you know what I mean? That has never been beat. Only thing beating was drugs, you know. But by the grace of God, he's a guy that's doing good in his life now, and he's a deacon in the church, and he's a man that can definitely let you know about what's real out here in this field, you know, and in that ring.
Yeah. That's what I want to hear, man.
My man, you know.
I want to hear some people. I'd like to meet Freeway Rick Ross, too, you know?
Oh, that ain't nothing but a phone call and a thing, man. You know, Freeway Rick Ross, man, them go all the way back to the 80s, man. So I'll take you out to his house personally in South Central, you know? So you win this fight, champ. Yeah, I mean, this is my word to you. You win this fight on the 21st, champ. The next day I'm going to take you out there to meet Freeway Rick Ross in person. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what I love. That's my motivation,
right? Yeah, that's a done deal, baby, you know. And you'll take pictures with Freeway, and Freeway can tell you a lot of good things, too. You know, he out here helping the youth and doing good things for the community since he's been home as well. You know, Freeway did 20 years in the joint, you know.
Yeah,
and,
I love his ball, man. I love his ball. I seen how he does from on the cover or something like that, right?
Right, yeah, he bought 100 keys, you know what I mean, from Undercover Feds, you dig? But he was dealing with the Nicaragua people, you know, and all the time now with the CIA bringing all the coke over into South Central LA. So that's a real deep story itself. And Freeway putting a movie together too, man. So yeah, you'll meet him in person, man. I'll take you straight to his house in South Central. You'll get a chance to kick it with some real boss players, you know. So that ain't the only cats you're going to meet. You're going to meet a lot of boss players that, you know, I've been knowing for many years in the game, bro, you know. And we got a few calls on the line, champ. Hold on. We're going to go to 1771 in the house.
All right.
Yeah.
You're on the line, call.
How you doing? It's Big Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Big Mike. How you feeling, good brother?
I'm doing good. I just had a question for Jesse. I seen your last fight. I seen your last fight when you fought down at the Madison. What kind of adjustments are you going to make to avoid getting sucked into your fighter's fight like you did last time? I thought you got kind of sucked into Ross' fight, which is what he wanted to do. So what kind of adjustments are you going to make to not get sucked into fighting their fight and fight your fight?
Oh, man, I'm coming with a big difference. You know what I mean? Since I've been practicing distance because, you know, back then, distance, like I said, I went in there with the mentality to knock a kid out, you know. You know what I mean? One hit ain't going to always knock out somebody, bro. You know what I mean? But I'm good, bro. You know what I mean? I got my legs. I'm definitely committed to training now. You know what I mean? So it's going to be, I'm fighting Emilio, bro. You know Emilio, so it's going to be a fight.
Yeah. What's going to be your... I heard you say that you're basically coming to win and come with a game plan, not necessarily just coming in there to just throw bombs and different things like that. How do you feel you're gonna hold up with, you know, with the new training and everything and with all of your newfound commitment and everything, and I heard your story and everything. How do you think it's gonna turn out for you as far as overall fight, game plan, overall mentality and everything?
It definitely motivated me to go to the top, bro, you know what I mean? I finally got my shit going like that, you know what I mean? So from here on out, bro, I'm looking to go to the top. That's what I want to do.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate you guys taking my call, man.
Appreciate you, brother. Hang in there with us and stay on the line.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to another caller. With the 111s. Caller, you on the air? You there, caller?
Okay.
All right, that's somebody just chilling, right, champ, you know?
All right.
All right, yeah, and the young man that just called in, Mike, I'm glad that he called in, and I'm glad that he asked you them questions, champ, you know what I mean? Because when you get in the ring, you definitely, never get sucked into another man's fight game. You always stay the pace. You always stay dedicated and always remember what you taught before you in that ring. You know what I mean? So that's a good look, and I'm glad them questions was asked because they was vital questions to be asked. You know, champ?
Yeah, man, I definitely wasn't motivated for that fight, you know, because I don't know, man. The week before my fight, I got drunk, bro, you know what I mean? And I don't know what I was seeing. Some friends just came over and they asked me to, they're like, oh, we can go to the house, you know what I mean? And I was being cool, you know what I mean? I wasn't drinking. And then, like, when I seen how they were, I was like, this ain't no fun, you know what I mean? So I got sucked into it. And that's what I did, bro. I went and got drunk, and I got into a fight, and I knocked the dude out. And I woke up with a hangover, bro, and I felt it, you know? Even when I was fighting, like, I was overheated, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't catch my air or nothing, bro. It was just a bad thing for me, and I regret it because I had a hair from my thought that he picked me up, bro. You know what I mean? He picked me up from my work. He picked me up
but
by
all
4
that, all that taught you a valuable lesson, champ. You feel me? Yeah, that the ring is a dangerous game. You feel me? Because a man or woman, you know what I mean, whether you're a woman boxer or a man boxer, if you're not prepared for the game for real and you get in that ring, you can get killed. You feel me? Because nobody is coming to play when they step in the gate. You know what I'm saying? Bottom line.
Yeah.
So you got to put your best hand on the game plan. You got to dictate the game plan and execute your opponents. You dig what I'm saying? At all given times. So, like I said, I'm glad the young man Mike called in and asked them questions, because them was very vital questions to what's happening. And we're glad you learned from them, champ. And we're glad that you finna go in there and execute your hand and finna show the world and not just yourself that you're the champ. You done did what you had to do, and now you're coming to execute.
That's right. Yeah.
Man. Okay. So yeah, we're glad everybody.
I didn't nobody stop me this time. I ain't kidding with my friends no more. That's all worth the time. After my career, yeah, all the same stuff will be there, you know?
Right. Now you got a newfound family, and that's the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, baby, you know? And, you know, it's all about taking you to the top. You know, you say you want to go to the top, like I explained to you. You take care of your business in that ring, and you better believe the movement got you 1,000%, baby. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do. We help young kids, you know, do the right thing and educate kids about the gangs of drugs and the violence. You know what I mean? Because I know you done read my history and done seen the documentaries on my life. You know what I mean? I come from the gang life. I come from the drug life. You know what I mean? So that right there is taboo to me. You know what I mean? That's a dead-end lifestyle. That's a dead-end game. Because when it all boils down to it, them cats that's running with you, them cats ain't going to be there after the smoke clear. They gone. You know what I'm saying? And if you're doing a life bit, out of sight, out of mind, homeboy, you know? So
yeah. You
can never get trapped up in the belly of the beast, because that's not even a good look. That's a very terrible look, homie. So we just glad that you setting out to do the right thing, man. And, you know, we right there with you, man. You know, you just keep doing what you got to do, and we're going to be right there. And all the people that you say you want to meet, you definitely going to meet them, because I know them all. You know what I mean? We all used to hustle together as young cats, you know? So everybody's done straighten up their life. A lot of cats still doing life bits. I still keep in touch with a lot of homies just coming home after 18, 19, 20 years. You know, that can definitely tell the young cats the streets don't love you back. And they can definitely tell you where they homeboys was at when they was doing them stretches. They was nowhere to be found, my brother, you know?
Yeah, that's true, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we gonna do, champ, we're going to go to a commercial, champ. And we're going to be right back with the champ. So we want all our viewers to hold on real tight, and we're going to head to a commercial. Be right back.
All right.
You pick yourself to death. There's paranoia that comes in. I don't even know how to explain it. You just sit in the bathroom in the mirror with tweezers, just digging at something that's not even there. And you just keep digging and digging and digging, and you just eat your face up. It's horrible. My name is Chauncey. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Chandler, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 14 because of meth and because of the people that I hung out with and the world that revolves around it. I have herpes. I've had gonorrhea. I've had chlamydia, HPV, hepatitis C. There's more than just an addiction when it comes to diseases with using meth. The people, it's a dirty world.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
All right. Welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. We want to thank all those that have called in and listening. We still have a little more time, and we definitely want to thank all those who are listening online. And we have more callers. We're going to get to you in just a few minutes. We may have a special surprise for you, Jesse, here in just a little bit, too. But while we're trying to get that arranged, we are going to just go ahead and quickly play one more song before we get back on the air. Please bear with us. And this is the Streets Don't Love You Back remix. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What's up, what's up? This is RB checking in with the Streets Don't Love You Back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug/drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never let you back. Trust that.
In these streets.
Everybody's out here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying the community and stop destroying yourself, baby. So when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player. Cause the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that. But once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby. They don't love you back. It's the streets, baby. They don't love you back. Come on, come on.
In the street, no one's above you. In the street, no one can touch you. In the street, love
yeah,
if
yeah.
you want.
This track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real freeway, Ricky Ross. Jeff Step down May 4th, we sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing, you feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
There's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say, fuck the fence. Life is just, I gotta go and get a bit. Got get caught up in bullshit. Shit, I'm strong. It started from my home, so I'm at home when pressure's on. We all alone when we born. We all alone when we die. We need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try. Can probably make it if you cry. But I hate it when you whine. And if all is true and dark, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough. But if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm on bus. I'm overstuffed with propaganda. They should slander it. Lies, tried to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise, cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body, you can see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead, jump out of bed paranoid, I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead, cause I just can't move, freestyle life off the head, cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals so you never stray away. Let the past be the past and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
let
on.
Let us all be checking back in with you. Like I said, it's that trap of knowledge that you young brothers and sisters understand. Hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together, let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
All right, and welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. Jesse, my man.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, you said before you were, you know, smoking weed and drinking and out there doing things that you were doing. And, you know, I think you know now that you cannot be a true athlete and do those things at the same time. You know, you've told us that. And, you know, we want you to let everybody know. I mean, we know probably, I mean, sure, you just can't. You don't have the endurance. You don't have the strength. You don't have the thought pattern. You cannot drink and smoke and be a true successful athlete. What do you got to say about that?
Yeah, like in the beginning, you're going to think it's helping you, but in reality, it's not. It's only getting you worse, and that's what I found out. Because when I would go to the gym, you know, high or whatever, I was thinking it was helping me, you know, perform better. At which times it did help me relax, but in the end, it just was making me slower, you know what I mean, and just really messing me up, you know, making me do a whole lot of things I didn't want to do. And that's why
right.
The best thing to do as an athlete is just
stay true to what you're doing, and you know what I mean, just go forward with it, because if that's what you're going to do, that's your dream, then that's just what you're going to reach your dream.
Well, and the message for all the kids that are smoking and drinking and trying to be that champ, it's not going to happen, because like you said, it makes you slower, it makes you weaker, you know, you're not thinking clear. So, you know, message out there to all you young boxers and all you young athletes that want to become a successful athlete, a successful boxer, a true champion, stay away from the drugs and the alcohol. You know, do what you got to do to become that success and throw those other things that are not good for you by the wayside. You know, and if you can do that, you know, you can truly make your dreams come true, but you have to give up certain things in order to become, you know, a champion. There's not a lot of a champions in the world.
Hold on. Hold on, champ. Yeah, click it.
Rob.
Hey, what's up, brother? Hey, champ.
What's happening?
Hey, champ.
Hey, what's up, champ?
Hey, man, you got a surprise guest there, baby. That's my boy, Freeway New York.
What's happening? What's up, Cam? I'm good.
That's good to hear, man.
Yeah. Rob told me you had a big fight coming up. I'm going to try to get through there.
That'd be good, man. That'd be cool. I really look forward to meeting you and stuff, you know?
Okay. Well, keep your head up, train hard.
That's right. I will do, bro.
All right, one.
Hey, all Rick, right. I'm going. All right, love you, man. One up.
All right.
All right, see? Little surprises everywhere, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
And Freeway's pretty busy, so for him to call in and wish you good luck, that's something. And for him to maybe roll through? Well,
yeah, that was a good surprise right there.
Definitely,
you guys are always surprised when you go get things go.
Hey, champ, that's just the beginning of the game, player. You feel me? I'm telling you, man. Me and my wife believe in you, homeboy, and my whole squad believe in you because I told them about you. You feel me? And the squad is deep, bro. Like I say, we're in every city, man. We everywhere, dog. You know, we're in 50 prisons across the country, fed and state. We got soldiers there. We got soldiers in every state, man, helping these kids, you know what I mean, learn that the streets don't love you back, man. Homies that done been there, done did all that. You know, my homies that doing life, you know what I'm saying, they do the same thing, encouraging these cats that got outdates to come out here and do what's real, man, and the newsletter, you know what I mean. Now we starting to put information about my homeboys and other cats in there that's sending out that positive message. We put it in the newsletter every month. So, like I say, man, you was blessed, man, for me to even be here this year. You know, like I say, I don't even usually be at the Golden Gloves. My wife usually be there. I'm usually on the road. But God works when he's ready to work, man, and he works in mysterious ways, bro. So, like I say, I'm glad and happy to know you, man, and I'm so happy to be able to put you in touch with a lot of good homeboys, you feel me, that done been there and did all of that, man, that you was trying to do, you feel me? So it's time to do right, man. It's time to go out here and not only make yourself proud, but to make the people around you proud and to reach back and help some other cat. You know what I mean? That's all life is about, man, helping others, man. It's just passing the blessing on, bruh. And that's what I love about our movement, man. We reach out and we just pass the blessing on, my brother, you know? And to God be the glory, champ.
All right, man, that's right.
Yeah, we got another call for you, champ.
All right, cool.
All right, we got 5306 last four digits. Welcome to the radio show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Milo time. The guy Yeah, I just want to tell Jesse Reese, you know, happy for him from changing his life around. But I got a couple words for him that he's been posting and kind of saying that I was supposed to knock him out and that I'm not from my hood. And, you know, I'm not going to knock you out, but it might happen, you know, that's boxing. And I'm just working hard to do what I got to do in the ring, and I'm going to work hard for this fight. And another thing, I'm from my hood. I'm from South Phoenix, Arizona, T-Block. And don't say where I'm from, because where I'm from is where I'm from, right?
I ain't heard much about you, but I'm going to do my thing, too. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, you haven't heard about me.
Yeah.
No, that's I just want to tell you, good luck on training and everything. Just be ready, and hopefully you can make the weight, because I'm ready. I'm always prepared, and I'm going to do what I got to do for April 21st.
Same
my
here,
man.
Bro.
And you the other boxer, right?
Huh?
Yes.
You the other fighter? Familiar?
Yes, I'm another fighter.
Okay. Well, we definitely hope you definitely stay ready, because champ coming and champ don't be definitely ready. You know what I mean? So we want you to definitely always stay on point, because we definitely on point. Believe that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know he's going to be ready. I know he's going to be ready. And I'm going to be ready.
So you bring your best in that ring, because champ coming to take care of that business. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. I'm there.
You definitely be ready. Trust me.
Oh, yes. I'll be ready. He knows it.
We coming, baby. All the way.
He knows it.
Okay. Well, we going to see. April 21st to see. And I'll tell you what. I'll put a little wage on that. I bet $15,000
okay.
That champ wins.
Okay.
I bet
okay.
$15,000. Let's put the money on that.
Okay. First of all, the champ was talking to you, all right?
Yeah, okay. Put $15,000 on it.
$15,000.
My man's
right,
coming
got
to win.
Hey, no, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Milo, you just do your thing, bro, and I'm going to do my thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what's up. You know what's up.
Yeah,
okay.
I know
what you're saying. Happy for you changing your life around. I'm just telling you, you know, the word of everything you've been saying, you know, I'm just telling you what's up.
Yeah, I heard you've been talking head, so that's what I'm saying.
I haven't said it to your face. I haven't wrote it on Facebook. I haven't said it on Twitter. I've been trying to call you, and nothing's happened.
Well, here it is. It's live on the air, baby.
Yeah,
it's live
on the air. And I said it.
Step coming to win. Step coming to win, baby.
Okay.
Step coming to win that business, homie. And like I said, you know, I put $15,000 on my man.
Okay, I got you. I got
you. Put your hands up. But we coming to roll, baby. We coming to roll,
I got
baby.
You. I got you.
We're coming to hell
with this,
homeboy.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but,
and we could put a little more wage on it if your mans and them got it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's
right,
baby. The streets don't let you back, baby. We're rolling, baby.
And we're going to do what we got to do.
Let's handle it, baby.
That's right.
I like this type of thing. Let's go. Let's do this.
Okay.
This is what we do, baby.
Okay.
I love that. You know what I mean? And I love that you came on the radio show tonight, man, because I love this type of thing. I love for the air to get on the table, because that's the only way business can be handled. So I'm respecting you too, player.
Yes, sir.
All the way, man. I love this, baby. I can't wait till August 21st. I'm so excited. I can't even wait.
Trust me, I'm doing my thing, bro. I've been doing my thing since I got out of jail, bro. I'm happy for you. I knew the game, bro. I was only out of jail a week later, and I was still willing to fight you that week, bro. But whatever my time
takes,
bro.
And we're gonna do our thing April 21st, bro. I'm glad you called in, man, 'cause this is how we do this, man. It's all about putting it on the table. You feel me? I love this game.
All right, man. Let's finish.
Yeah. See you guys. See you April 21st.
April 20th, bro.
Be there. The champ don't be there. You there, champ?
Yeah. What's up, man?
Oh, you know we rolling, champ. We put money on our man. You know how we do it, baby, on this side.
Yeah, I already know. All odds are against you, bro. But, yeah, I don't really
care.
We're
going to have a whole team. We're going to have a whole team there, champ. You feel me?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, don't be talking, baby. Put your money where your mouth is. I bet $15,000 on my man. Shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Nigga, we rolling. Temp going in to do his thing. I'm glad. I love this shit, Temp. You're tied into the right man. I love this, man. This is what we do, baby. We love to have our man in that ring, handling that business. You feel me? And then coming out the ring, educating and helping the kids, baby. That's all this thing is about.
You know what I mean? I don't understand why people, you know, they talking head about me and shit, you know, going to the shop, you know what I mean? Like, well, I did not say one thing about this ball case. If you're going to say that about me, bro, I don't know you'd be from the South, bro. I'm from the South, bro.
April 21st, we don't care if somebody from West Hell. April 21st going to show that what's happening. Period. You feel me?
That's
bottom
right.
Line. And I got 15 stacks on my man. So if anybody
right,
want
bro.
Any part of that, let me know. I bet it all out. Let me know now if you want any part of that 15 stacks.
That's right, bro.
All right, we're going to pass the mic over, champ.
All right.
All right, we got a question for you here, somebody on the chat line. And they want to know what you think Milo's weaknesses are. In the ring.
Oh, I mean, I done talked to millions of people. I even got word from Jose Benavidez Sr. himself. You know, I'm ready. I'm ready. That's all I'm saying. I ain't gonna say too much, cause you know, I mean, I'm just gonna. That's Milo time. You know what I mean? They call him Milo time. That's what's up, bro. But shit,
right.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you only fought pigeons, bro. And I'm saying that. You got anything, you can call me, bro. 602-575-5729. That's all I'm saying. But me, myself, I know I'm going to be the best you fought on April 21st. And I'm fully prepared. I'm fully prepared to go to war. Whether however he wants to do it. I know what his weaknesses are, and I'm going to do that. That's what I'm coming to do.
That's right.
My man, champ. And once
again, this is kind of controversial, bro.
Hey, once again, if anybody want any part of that 15, let me know. Cause we here, baby. We there. We right behind you, champ. You got Freeway Rick Ross behind you now. You got the whole squad behind you. The California team, we rolling, pimp. You heard me?
Yeah, honestly, I thought I was up.
All right, baby, that's what we doing for our champ on this side, you feel me?
Yeah, like I said, bro, you know what I mean? Like, I thought I got stage 5 clangers on my hand, you know what I mean? Shocking me,
hey,
this
champ,
shit, bro.
This
but I'm going to let them do what they do. That's why I haven't put nothing up, really, you know what I mean? Cause,
it's right.
I mean,
I was not saying nothing until...
Until they told what they told me from the shop and other friends around, you know what I mean? But
right.
That's cool, man. You know what I mean? That's cool. You want to talk to him? Well, I can talk to him too.
April 21st, baby. That's the bottom
yep.
line. And I see my man didn't want no part of that 15 grand. He didn't say bet. He didn't say bet. Now, you feel me? He just said he finna come do his thing. With bet, my brother. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because if you're coming to do your thing, we betting on our man. You heard me?
Yeah.
The champ.
Yeah.
Team Russo, baby. The streets don't love you.
I ain't about to get knocked out.
What you coming to do, champ?
Win.
Let them know it, baby.
I'm coming to win April 21st. You know what I mean?
The champ, baby.
Week. Come check me out.
The streets don't love you back. The streets definitely don't love you back. Yeah. So, hey, champ, I'm loving life, man. I'm glad the young man called in because that's how you get it on the flow, champ. You know, man, that's just like Ali and Frazier. You feel me? All of that, man. I love this type of thing because everybody got to be hyped up. And then on that day, the best man coming out the ring, baby. You feel me? With his hands up. Champ, you heard me, and that's you.
That's right, bro.
Bottom line. All right, champ.
Yep.
We got another call on here, and we're going to see if Okay, the ones done left off. Okay, we got 7943. 7943,
hello?
You're in the house.
Hello?
Hello, you there?
Yeah, this is Michelle Rosado, Emilio's manager.
All right, what's happening? Talk to us.
I want part of that 15 grand.
All right, then. What's happening? We're going to sit at the table. When can me and you get together?
We can get together tomorrow, tonight.
Well, let's do that then. My wife, I don't think she, okay. She got to work tomorrow Friday. Let's get together and talk about this because I put 15 on my man.
Listen, I'm calling in because, you know, it seems like there's a lot of controversy going back and forth, and it's really not that necessary, and I don't want to see things turn real ugly. I mean, it's going to be a good fight. They're both going to come to fight.
Hey,
they're both
going
to.
Michelle,
yeah.
Like I said, I wasn't saying nothing, you know what I mean? I didn't have nothing to say until I heard what I heard, you know what I mean?
Listen, all right, let me get through what I'm going to say. Let me get through what I'm going to say. They're both going to be prepared. They're both going to be prepared. They're both going to come to fight. They're both from the South Side, so there's a rivalry there. But you know what? Anybody that knows Emilio knows that he don't talk. That boy don't. He don't talk like that. He trains with a world class trainer in Tempe. He don't go around no other gyms. He don't be around. He don't do that. So I saw what you put on Facebook, and I was kind of like, wow, that don't even sound like Emilio because that's not in his character. You know what I'm saying? So if you heard that, it's really people trying to hype you up because Emilio keeps to himself. We got our own little team. He's just going to come to fight just like you're going to come to fight. So
right,
don't let
fight.
People hype you up too much and, you know, let's not get too crazy with it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what, Miss Michelle? I just love it when, you know what I mean, the fight is hyped up to the point both fighters is coming to win, you know what I mean? But we know one got to lose, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I just be the hype of the game, you know what I mean?
No, absolutely. No, the hype is good. I just don't want there to be this big situation where it's, you know, my hood, your hood, and I rep this and I rep that. And, you know, cause like I said, I wouldn't represent my fighter if I thought he was walking around talking trash and talking crazy. That's not the type of fighters I want to represent. But they're both good fighters. They're both going to come to fight. Like I said, there is a little rivalry there. It's going to be fireworks. It's going to be the fight of the night that everybody's going to want to see. Because at the end of the day, everybody wants to – at the end of the day, it's going to be the fight of the night. Everybody wants to see Emilio fall. So, you know, it's just what it is.
Right. And I love it that everybody's on the air, Miss Michelle. Like I told your fighter, you know what I mean? I love it like this because everybody's on the floor. Everybody's on the table, you know. We know one champ got to come out the ring without being the champ. You know what I'm saying? And it's good to hype up the fight, but nobody's looking for no misunderstandings. You know what I mean? Nowhere, you know. It's just coming to have a good fight. And coming to do what we need to do, and everybody saying, hey, that was a good fight. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that's the bottom line, you know?
Well, yeah, and you know, let's keep it clean. I mean, from day one, Emilio has not even posted one thing on his Facebook. You know, as far as I know, they used to be real cool, you know, like, hey, we're going to fight. It's all good, man. I got love for you. And then, you know, Jesse putting stuff up like, oh, he's an imposter. Oh, he ain't from this, and he said he's going to knock me out. Man, Emilio don't even talk to nobody out here no more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's doing his own thing. He's secluded. We got him in a camp where he's doing his thing. So, you know, Jesse, just don't believe the hype. Don't let people make you crazy thinking that, you know, it's going to be a good fight, man. And y'all both are going to come and y'all both going to bring
that's
it.
That's right. That's the fight of the night,
Miss Michelle, you know?
That's the fight of the night for sure right there. That's the fight of the night for sure.
There ain't gonna be no other
fighters with our class, so it's gonna be the fight of the night for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Jesse, I want to wish you before I hang up. I want to wish you a lot of luck. Jesse saw on my last card, October 21st in Phoenix. He made his pro debut. It was a pleasure working with you, Jesse. And I just want to say good luck. I'll be there. It's gonna be a good fight.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night, y'all.
All right, thank you for calling in. All right, we got another call in, champ.
All right.
We got another call. Last four digits, 8345.
Yeah, hello? Hey, you on there, caller?
Yeah, man, it's Jose Jesse Hernandez. Jesse knows me, man. I've been, just want to congratulate him, you know, him and his tata. We know he's going to be ready. He don't have to say anything, you know. And I'm going to be part of that camp, too, because I'm going to help him, you know, with everything I can. So.
That's right. That's my number one farm partner right there, Rob. That's my number one farm partner. That's Jesse right there. Okay, bro.
My man. We appreciate that, man. Like I say, on the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, we just like to be fun with the game. We like to have an open stage. We like for everybody to speak what they got to speak. And at the end of the day, it's just all about having fun, enjoying life, and, hey, going in there to handle that business, and everybody's good. You know what I mean? That's all this is about. You know what I mean? Because everybody don't hype their man up. That's the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way we do that. And at the end of the day, it's all love. You know what I mean? The bottom line, you know? And I wish my man on his side much success at what he's doing and all of that. You know what I mean? But we ride with my man, Jesse, baby. That's our man. But at the end of the day, we still congratulate the other man. That's the bottom line.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can never take anything, you know, away from anybody else. You know, it takes, you know, a lot just to get in the ring, period, you know?
Exactly.
So just to be in there, you should have some respect, because from any point, given point, you can be hurt. You know, this is a dangerous sport. This is hard work, dedication, you know, so you gotta be top, you know, to make it. You know, Jesse, man, I know him for a long time already, and it's time, you know, it's time, and he's gonna be ready, no doubt about that.
I'll be ready to fight tomorrow, you know what I mean?
We know, man.
I'm already in top shape, you know what I mean? But, I come out of how I'm going to be in a month.
You gotta be in shape.
I'm looking forward to not to stop punching. That's what I'm looking for, not to stop punching.
And you still got a month left, man. And you still got a month left, so that, you know.
Make sure you get your technique the way that you need to fight, you know.
Bottom line,
work on your technique. And here's
you
know, we want everybody to know that, you know, we're promoting leadership and we're promoting good sportsmanship, and as a great leader, you know, you've got to be able to have that good sportsmanship in any kind of sport, you know. So, you know, we're teaching a lot of different things, and we definitely do wish Emilio success in all that he does as well as all of the other, you know, boxers and fighters. And we're definitely here to support Jesse, but, you know, we're here to support a lot of kids, you know, a lot of people. But right now it's Jesse that we're working with. So, you know, we definitely got to be on Jesse's side and be back, you know, behind him 1,000%.
That's our man.
That's right. We're in Team Reese all the way for now.
All the way, you know. And we got another caller. Hold tight, young man. We'll be right back with you. Stay on the line.
Thank you.
All right. We got another caller, 3869 in the house. You on the air?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening? Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
We great, man. Just on the show having a great time tonight.
Now, this Jesse Pops.
Oh, what's happening, Pops? What's good with you?
Oh, nothing, just hanging out. He told me to give you guys a call.
Okay, dig that. So what's happening? You know, we got the champ on the line tonight. What do you want to say to the champ, your son?
I just want to tell him to keep on training and do the right thing, you know. He was going a little bit in the wrong direction and shit. I know he told you about him getting locked up a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
He got into some shit he shouldn't have got into, but I think he's on the right path right now.
I think he's doing all right.
I'm doing good.
What's
that?
I've been training
twice a day.
You know that? I'm ready.
Yeah, I know you have. I know you've been training real hard. That's why I called. I want to see if hopefully you keep on training and stay away from all that crap.
Yeah. And it's like I tell my sponsors, you know what I mean? You guys put up the money, and that's why I'm out here. I'm out on $12,000 bond, you know?
Right.
And they know my whole story and everything.
Yeah. You got somebody backing you now. Somebody supporting you right there. What is your name, man?
My name is Rob. I'm the CEO of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement.
Oh, Robert?
Yes, sir.
Right on. Nice to meet you, bro.
It's a pleasure, man. And we hope to meet you in person real soon. And like I said, you know, we just down for Jesse and ready for him to continue doing the right thing. Like I said, not just for himself, but to reach back and help others and help these youngsters, you know what I mean, understand that the streets don't want them back as well. And for them to learn and do something right in their life, you know. It's just all about one hand washing the other, each one teach one.
Yeah, and I understand where he's coming from because I was in that same direction myself.
Amen.
Right. And what took me to get away from it was a good woman.
You can always get away from some things, you feel me?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. You can get away from that with the right queen, you know?
Right.
That's what I'm looking for, too.
Yeah. I know my son, he could be a world champ.
Oh, he going to be, without a doubt.
He's got to be dedicated, though.
Oh, yeah. Dedication and hard work and determination pays off with belief.
Right. You guys are on the radio right now?
You live worldwide on the radio, yes sir.
Is that right?
Oh well,
right
no doubt.
Right on.
So anybody you want to give a shout out to?
No, I want to give a shout out to my brother and my other brother. They're locked up right now. Hopefully they're hearing this, or, you know, if they can hear it and stuff. Hopefully they'll be getting out pretty soon. Hopefully they get on the right track too.
Right. Well, you know, I got three brothers, man, doing life in the penitentiary in Michigan, you know, and that was a real hard look on me, you know what I mean? Because once they put that LISD on you, it's game over, you know? But I thank God that they worked with the movement from behind the prison walls, and they educate kids that's coming home with an outdate, you know what I mean? So praise God and give God all the glory for that right there, you know?
Yeah, like there's good things to do in the penitentiary, you know, to better yourself.
Without a doubt.
It's up to them, though. You know, they got schooling and everything in there.
That's why
I hope they, you know, they're doing the right thing, going to school and shit.
Right, because you can get your education in there, because another friend of mine, you know, Mr. Guy Fisher, he's out of New York, that ran with Nicky Barnes and them up out of New York back in the day. He's going to be on our radio show real soon as well. And he's been in the federal joint now for like 28 years, you know what I mean? And he got his doctor's degree in there. So, yeah, you definitely can get your degree in that, because when you're in the joint, ain't no sense in trying to be hard and running in and out the hole, you know, and all of that, because that's, you know, you have to learn that that's ignorance, you know what I mean? You're in a place where your key can't fit to get out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you got to listen in there, or it's going to go bad for you.
You can't go to the grocery store and come back. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's all over. So you have to get educated, and you have to learn that you can't beat them people, man. You know what I'm saying? So you got to go ahead and get educated and do the right thing, you know? And if you got an outdate, at least you will be educated and have some education up under your belt and your degree. So we encourage education all day long, you know. But we're having a great time on the air tonight with Jesse and, you know, the other opponent calling in. I mean, we just having a great night tonight. This is a night that I love, you know, where everybody's getting it on the table, you know, leading up to the fight. So we in for a great fight April 21st. You dig what I'm saying? So Arizona, be on the lookout for a great night that night.
Hey, Robert, so what is it you do, man?
I'm an ex-kingpin. You know, I used to be a major drug dealer, and I was a gangbanger. I started gangbanging when I was 10 years old, and started doing a lot of things in the street, started selling heroin when I was 10 and was in the game. Your son got a documentary about us, you know? So he'll let you see the documentary. Yeah, he'll let you see the documentary. And also I'm a book writer. You know, I have two books I've wrote. And the movement came from my first book, The Streets Don't Love You Back. You know, I wrote that book about me and my homeboys, how we was out in the game pushing drugs real heavy and gang banging at a real young age. So everybody started catching cases. And so when I got with my wife, me and her started the Streets Don't Love You Back movement in 2009. And now we educate kids, and we got a newsletter that goes out to 50 prisons across the country, fed and state. And we just educating these cats, man, because in the end, man, you know, you can't beat the feds. So really it wasn't no sense in trying no more, you see what I'm saying? So it was about just getting educated and doing the right thing now. So I help kids out. So that's how Jesse became in my eyesight. You know, I was supposed to be out of town this year, and my wife go to the Golden Gloves every year because our cousin Kelly is the president of the Golden Gloves. So I was
who's
in town
Kelly Finn?
Yes, that's my wife's first cousin.
Yeah, I used to fight for Al Finn myself.
Right, that's our uncle. That's our father's brother. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Kelly's dad.
Exactly. That's my wife's uncle. So that's how I ended up meeting Jesse at the fights this year. I was in town, and Lawrence Roth, the gang officer, had pointed him out to me, and he said that you should work with that young guy right there. You know, he needs some guidance, you know, and different things. So he introduced Jesse to me, and when he introduced Jesse to me, I seen a light in young Jesse because I was once him. You know what I mean? I was once a guy who ran the street, but I got into the game major, you know what I mean? And
right.
I turned my life around. You know, I got out of the joint in 94, and I turned my life around and started doing a lot of good things. And me and my wife, we produced two TV shows. One is called the Keep It Real Show. It's been on there for 14 years. And we have another show called Change Reality Show. It's been on there for 3 years. And then we have another show that we just launched on the internet, you know what I mean, our own online TV show, you know. So we're doing a lot of major things, and we give back to the homeless, and we give back to the kids. So we do a lot of different things. I speak to all the schools and various events that they need me to speak at, and we're going to take Jesse with us April 4th. I'll be speaking back at the Maricopa High School, so we're going to take Jesse there with us as well, to spread his message and, you know, let people get educated from his message and things that he's done did wrong, and letting God see that God gave him a second chance. So,
is a testimony.
Yeah, it's just all about uplifting in life, my brother. You know, I have fun. I enjoy life. But at the end of the day, it's all about uplifting people, you know what I'm saying? And it's all about being educated and educating people, you know? So I just love to do what I do now, you know? I was once a man in the streets heavy, and now I do everything, you know, above board now, you know?
Right on, man. God bless you, bro, for doing that, you and your wife.
Thank you, my friend, you know? And like
that's
I say, son got the documentary, and he got my book, The Streets Don't Love You Back book. And that book is in libraries all over the country, you know, and it's also in libraries here in Phoenix, where you at, you know, and it's also in the library in Maricopa. So it's in Glendale. So it's all over, man, you know what I mean? And we also help domestic violence. I have another book out called Never Hit a Woman, and that's about domestic violence towards women and kids. And me and my wife is an advocate for that right there, because I don't feel that no woman should have to be beat down, because we all come from a woman. A woman come from a woman. You know what I'm saying? So we have to take care of our queens out here, man, and take care of business. And if you don't get along, just move on, you know, because beating on any woman ain't going to make her love you, ain't going to make her want to be with you, because you're going to end up, you know, with your head blowed off, and then she's going to be somewhere doing life because, you know, they ain't going to look at it that he's been doing domestic violence. So we have to be careful on who we deal with and who we surround ourselves with at the end of the day.
Right on, man. That's good talk right there, man.
Yeah, that's all it is, man. You know.
Yeah,
you know.
God bless you guys, man. I just wanted to call you guys. I wanted to give my son some support on it. You know.
Oh yeah, we appreciate that. You know, and you coming to the fight?
Yeah, I'm going to the fight. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll meet you that day, then, my brother. And you know, we look forward to that day, and we just look forward to a great day that day. And everybody's coming to do what they need to do. And like I said tonight, I'm glad that the platform was open for my man Champ and the other young man who called in as well. You know what I mean? For everybody to, you know, put it out there on the table, because that's all the fight game is about. Putting it out there on the table, hit the ring, and may the best man come out saying he's the champ. And that's the bottom line.
Right, right. Handle it. Right on, man. God bless you guys. You guys have a good night, too.
You too, now. Thank you.
All right, then.
All right. Bye. All right, Jesse Bang. You know, we are having a great time tonight, man. I didn't even know your show was going to be such a bomb tonight like it is, man. You know, are we loving it, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I got people behind me, too, and it's like the lady Michelle said, it's going to be, I mean, there's a lot of people behind both of us, and, you know, it's going to be a loud crowd. It's going to be the fight of the night, and I'm sure that I know it's going to be the fight of the night.
Without a doubt, man. So, like I said, Champ, we're going to close out, and we want you to get your last words, Champ, and we'll take it from here.
Shout out.
All right, man. You know, I'm letting all my viewers know April 21st is going down. You know, I never had a thing against Emilio, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is now. It's fight time, and I'm coming to fight.
My man. So that's what's happening. And like I said, we're glad we had a great night with the champ calling in and the other fighter calling in tonight, Emilio calling in tonight. We appreciate him calling in, too, because like I say, you know, that's what it is, and that's what it's about when it comes to the fight game. It's about everybody putting it on the table, you know. Everybody's camp hyped up. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm surely glad that he called in. I'm glad Miss Michelle called in, you know. And we're just looking for a great day, August 21st. You dig what I'm saying? I mean,
that's
April
right.
21st. You know what I mean? We're looking for a great day that day. And much love to everybody. You know what I mean? So as we say here at the Keep It Real show and the Streets Don't Love You Back show and the Chain show, may God be with you and may God always watch over you and your family each and every day. And blessings to all.
Right. We're gonna go out with a song here called Guide Us and Protect Us by a friend out of Ohio. We're going to play his song and join us back here every Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, and have a great week.
All right, and don't forget to log on to our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyoubackneem.com and join the movement, and let's help these youngsters get educated about these gangs, drugs, and violence, and let's detour them from that lifestyle into something positive out here, you know? So once again, much love to all camps, and much love to everybody across the world. God bless.
Guide and protect us, Lord. Give us your grace and your strength and your mercy, swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me, even when I pass away. My legacy lives on through my seed and my working, every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. The first one I call every day when I wake and pray, yeah. When no one has a care, I say, Lord, you strengthen my soul when my mind wants to go astray, yeah, and lift me up high when I fall and my ground gives way, Lord, how precious your love and your grace and your counting days, Lord, you show me the light and the dark, now I shall reap it, yeah. mind, prison, iron, and fist. Lord, the freedoms of hate and the sea today don't exist. Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging the two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks for your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. When enemies close all around, I will call your name. Yeah, and slaughter the weak, you quickly with no thought or shame. Lord, for my heart is firm in your hand, so I'm no disgrace. No, I'll hail up your name every day with a smiling face. Boy, I never can give in a praise to your tenderness. Lord, to be in your infinite grace is my happiness. Yeah, no matter the time or the place, you're a miracle. Lord, you show me the light and the dark, so I carry it. Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging the two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks for your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. Yeah, we tried the long rocky road. The buffalo soldier fights the power freedom war. The last we step on the throne, the conquering disciples burn your congregation. Yeah, collect your security. We build a better nation, time besides the unity. Say not for them fight, not for them war, but brotherly love can destroy oppression. If we come together, we can conquer all our foes. Live victory eternally. But if we keep on murdering, see so much petty things, we're crumbling our destiny. But we were meant to rule upon the earth and multiply creativity and love, so I will always try to show love and respect until I die. And so I will humble and pray. Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy. Swinging the two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me. Even when I pass away, my legacy lives on through my seed and my working. Every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy.